I'm Kate Northrup.
And I'm Mike Watts. And we're partners in life, love, and business.
Welcome to the Kate and Mike Show, where we share insights and interviews on entrepreneurship, relationships, parenting, self-actualization, and making a life, not just a living. Hi, welcome to the Kate and Mike Show. This is a special bonus episode with just me interviewing Alexandra Hughes, who has been a 2019 Origin Incubator member. And she is sharing her story of how she went from just throwing spaghetti at the wall and being kind of all over the place with her business and looking outside herself for the answers to really accessing this deep well of information that comes from inside of her. So she went from being distracted and fuzzy to being confident and having clarity. And she'll share with you how one particular survey she sent out to her audience made the hugest difference, how she had lost touch with her community and how she remedied that, how she, as a mother of three who has lived on four different continents in 13 years, who's an expat, she's living in Brazil, and her husband works crazy hours and travels all the time. So she is the head of the household and organizes all of the moves and all of her household and the kids. How she's gone from feeling frazzled and scattered and distracted in her business to really feeling like she has a system and that she is making more money while doing less. She's having more time in her garden, more time being with her kids. And in our conversation today, you will learn how she did that. So Alex has been such a joy to work with, and you are going to absolutely love her. She works with frazzled and busy mamas as a coach. So if you are that, you're going to love it in particular. So enjoy the episode with Alexandra Hughes. Hello, Alex, and welcome to the Kate and Mike Show.
Oh, hi, Kate. I'm so excited to be on one of my favorite podcasts. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So I would love to know, so where were you, let's say a year ago-ish, maybe a little less than a year ago, what was going on in your life and in your business when you were taking a look at the Origin Incubator for 2019?
Okay, well, I had been an Origin member from the very beginning. I think I was one of the beta members. And so I knew your work really well, and it had really supported me so much. And so when I learned that you were going to be supporting people, you know, a little bit more high touch, I was very interested. Now, in terms of business, now looking back, I can see that I was scrambling a little bit. I love the voice memo that you sent me just a while ago, because it totally summed it up in such a beautiful way. And I just felt so touched. I felt like, oh my God, Kate totally gets me. And Kate, I said to my husband yesterday, actually, I said, Kate believes in me more than I believe in myself, Chevy, and she totally gets me, and she totally gets my business. And I was just so excited by that realization. And so when you said, you know, that I had sort of up-leveled and I had been maybe throwing spaghetti at the wall, I don't know if that was the expression that you used, but that's exactly what I was doing. Because my life, and it might be good for listeners to hear a little bit about how weird my life is.
Let's talk about your life.
Yeah. So this is the backdrop to me trying to start a business, right? Or to starting a business and trying to grow a business. So we have lived in, as a couple and as a family, on four continents. We're on our fourth continent. So in the last 13 years, we've lived on four continents. I've got three kids. Each child was born on a different continent. Yes, that's true. And now we're in Brazil. And my husband works crazy hours and he travels a lot. So I'm the lead parent. I'm the lead family manager. And I'm the one that organizes all the moves. So I have been the one who has, in addition to kind of growing this business that I'm so passionate about, has been the lead parent for the children and has been managing and organizing every move, which has happened approximately every 3-4 years. So that has really cut in, I think, to the flow of the growth. But it's also cut into other things, because I think what it's done is it has fostered maybe a little bit of the distraction.
Sure.
Right. You know how a kid interrupts you like every 5 minutes and then you've got to get back to thinking and get back to, well, that's sort of the story of my business. Every move, in addition to every child, has been an interruption and I've had to start over again. So I think that my message and my content was a little bit all over the place. I think I was sort of reaching for solutions externally. I was looking forward and around, but not forward long-term, forward sort of short-term. And I got to a point, this I realized along the way, you know, in the incubator, where I had become sort of disconnected from my women, because I was at this particular place and I had moved so many countries and so many kind of had so many experiences that the messaging wasn't in alignment with where they were necessarily. So I wasn't really grounded or connected to them. And I think that in addition to that, and because I was throwing spaghetti at the wall and the wall wasn't really responding, my self-worth and my confidence as a businesswoman had sort of dropped, and my clarity, well, I was just fuzzy. I was distracted and fuzzy. So I think that's where I was.
Yeah, got it. Okay. And what originally, and I, you know, I know where the answer to this question is going, I think, but what originally did you envision for yourself when you said yes to the incubator, to joining in for this higher level program? Like, what did you want?
Well, of course, I thought working with you for a year, I would like go from my small, I'm trying to think, maybe 5 figure to 6 figures. And I would kind of like, you know, I had a small membership of 30 and I was hoping to bring it up to 200. And I was hoping to kind of explode my email list. And I had all these grand visions, because I think subconsciously you were going to solve all my problems, Kate.
I'm so sorry I didn't insult you.
Oh, no, you totally did. It just was via another route. Right? It was via an empowering, sustainable, like Alex-led route.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So you had this, you know, it was like, okay, the email list, the revenue, the exploding the membership, like these external things that you wanted. And then let's talk about what transpired during the year. What have been the most critical aspects for you this past year that you didn't see coming, but you needed?
Well, the deep dive survey that you helped me to do, that was amazing, because a deep dive survey is when you basically ask your list and your community the very simple question, what are you most struggling with? And in my case, I was asking my mothers, as a modern mother today, what are you most struggling with? Or not only as a modern mother, as a modern family manager and mother.
Yes.
What are you struggling with today? And the answers that came back were so, I mean, that was just like the bomb of clarity right there. Because I was, you know, I had lost touch with. And so when they said to me, there's just not enough time in the day, and I just don't have enough energy at the end of the day to not only do what I have to do, because our lists are crazy long, but to do what I want to do, spend the quality time with my kids, to get some me time in, all that stuff that makes us become, or that supports us to be the mothers that we want to be, all that stuff, it's sidelined because we're so busy. I mean, this is the work that you do, Kate. We're so busy ticking stuff off our to-do list.
You and I are on the same team.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that was really huge. Another really important decision that was very difficult for me to make was closing my membership. And that was a hard one because I loved my members. It was a very small group of members though. And I wasn't able to give them the quality of the offerings that I wanted to because it was so small and bringing in such little revenue. And when I learned, and that again, your wisdom, which is something, this is just, I'm just even embarrassed to say, but I'll just say, you know, when I learned that I was making $30 an hour, I realized, okay, so if I really want to grow this baby and offer people high quality stuff, then I really need to strengthen my foundation before I start a membership. And I'm worth more than $30 an hour.
Yeah. Now, how did we determine that you were making $30 an hour on that?
Well, I can't remember, Kate. I think you did it.
Well, I had asked you a bunch of questions.
You asked me a bunch of questions around how many hours I worked on it and how much money was coming in and how many members I had. I think that was it. And then you did the super simple calculation.
Very simple math. Yeah, it was very simple math. And that's something that I think we can all consider, because you had brought to me the question, like, I didn't say you should close your membership. Like, you had brought this to light. You were having a feeling. There was a tug of like, I don't know. And so that's something that I always suggest is like, well, there's the emotions around it, which are super, super valid. Anyone who's, you know, been around for a while knows that I believe in that. And also, like, sometimes it's really helpful to just do the math. So yeah,
like
I'm
a lot of the time it's really helpful to just do them all.
Yeah. And so, because then you can make the decision knowing the emotional piece, but then also knowing just the numbers, and then it helps you make a more powerful decision. So I was really proud of you, how you took all of that into account.
It's true. Yeah. It was that, you know, one thing that has really, this is kind of not exactly answering the question, but one thing that you did help me do so much was to trust my intuition. And so this is a perfect example. There was something inside of me that was saying, this isn't quite right. It's not quite feeding me or feeding my members in the way that it should. There's something misaligned. And sometimes, like in the past, I've just kind of shoved it to the side. But working with you, I learned to really, okay, there's a feeling, there's an instinct. And I think it's actually like a businesswoman instinct, I've decided. You know, you go into that and then you can do the math, or you can do a pro and cons list or whatever, you know, but you follow your body, you follow the inner wisdom that is there, which never lies. And then you can do whatever you need to do to figure out what the message is and where you need to go to move forward. And before, the answers for me were with the experts, right? Always. And so that's one huge thing that I learned with you, is that actually the answers lie inside of myself. And that is, you know, and sure, that doesn't mean that, you know, I think I know everything and I've got it all sussed at all, but it does mean that and remember when you did that meditation with me, I don't know if you remember, like that, you know, if I'm doubting or if I'm unsure, I just sit with myself for a little while. I ask myself, and I trust that the answers lie inside of me. And so that is huge. And I'm so thankful for you for teaching me that.
Well, I'm so grateful that you were open to it. Because, you know, the thing is, like, experts do have a lot of value to offer. I've learned so much. But the truth is, there are so many different ways that could be successful in any given moment, and all the different experts are going to give you a different answer. And so the only thing that can integrate the real life information of your life and your particular circumstance is you, because no expert could possibly know the intricacies of your own life. And it doesn't mean that you have to do that on a logical level. Like you said, you can listen to your body, because your body has the ability to integrate all of the information without you having to necessarily think about it. Yeah. So well done.
Absolutely.
Awesome to witness.
That's it was awesome.
Really cool.
It's also helped me to explore, like to dive deeper and to offer a more quality, holistic product, which is the stuff that I'm working on right now.
So tell me about that. Tell me about what you're working on right now, and what are you excited about for serving your mothers?
Yeah. So what came out of the deep dive survey, like I said, was nobody feels like they have enough time or they have enough energy, right? So what I would like to propose, and it's interesting because it's kind of circling back around to what I offered very early on for my mothers, is a time and energy management system that also considers emotion. Because I feel like today, a lot of us scramble and we draw on, well, you know this, the traditional management systems that really don't take into account the nature of the stuff that mothers have on their plate.
Yes.
And the fact that we are so tied into the nature cycles, whether it be through, you know, the seasons or through our own hormonal and menstrual cycles, so that there is so much that we have to draw upon that, you know, that don't exist in the tools that people use. And we are not ever invited to, well, do what we just talked about, to check in with our bodies, you know. And so we have a list of 500 things and we have a calendar that's jam-packed, but we're constantly frustrated that we never get to the bottom of it. We never complete anything because the energy is not in alignment with what we're doing. And so what I am offering, or what I'm pulling together and what I'd like to offer in the beginning of next year, is a time and energy management online course that actually responds to all of that. And so it really is about a feminine, you know, questioning the patriarchy, time and energy management system that also considers emotional intelligence. Mm,
beautiful. That's so beautiful. I love that. So if you could go back in time, Alex, and tell your, you know, let's say November 2018 self something, you know, if you were in that moment of like, okay, should I do this thing? Like, this is, you know, it's an investment, it's time, it's all, it's right, it's all of those things. Like, what message would you have for yourself a year ago or a little less than a year ago?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that's coming to me when you ask me that question is the importance of being part of a group of women. This, you know, again, me traveling around the world, largely doing what I do solo, this has been so huge for me, and such amazing women with so much wisdom and heart and soul. And I feel that I would say to myself, Alex, you need to hold hands with these women and lift each other up together. And you know, stop going solo, honey, because you've reached as far as you can go on your own. It really, I get emotional thinking about it, because I think there are probably a lot of, you know, women entrepreneurs who are going solo, and, you know, to be a part of something that holds you and lifts you up, where you come together, you cry together, you laugh together, you share ideas, you hold each other accountable. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And it really has made such an enormous difference. And these women, I mean, they're just amazing.
It's true.
I'm so excited to meet them.
I know. I'm so excited for we have our retreat coming up in, just for you listening, in a little less than 2 weeks from the day we're recording this.
Yeah. Podcast. Yeah.
Live. It's actually tomorrow.
Yes, it's true. It's the day after this will go live. Yeah. So I'll be on a plane.
Yes, you will be on a plane. It's always a weird thing to record the podcast and then post it in the future. And I'm like, wait, where are we in time? So Alex, is there anything else that you want to say before we let our listeners know where they can connect with you?
Yes, I want to say that in addition to having developed, you know, one-on-one client acquisition system that is now bringing in a steady revenue that I haven't had, so which means, you know, a lot less stress. In addition to having kind of gone deeper and upgrading the quality of the work that I'm offering now, and feeling more confident and clear with a heightened sense of self-worth, in addition to all of that, this is the best, I'm doing less. Yay! I'm spending more time in my garden, and I'm hanging out more with my kids, and I'm enjoying, you know, again, with this lifestyle, like, I'm not going to live in Brazil forever, and to have the time and space to be able to enjoy the experience is huge. So I'm making more money, I'm offering more quality service, and I'm actually it feels like such an oxymoron, but of course it isn't, because when you do less, you do it better. And all the time when I'm enjoying life, I'm coming up with ideas, you know, I'm kind of reflecting on stuff that's already going on. And that's just the creative juices flow so much more easily and abundantly. I think the do less piece, like in addition to the beautiful sisterhood that we have going, like the do less methodology, for anybody listening who's worried that they're not going to be able to get more by doing less, I just like to say, with three kids, a husband who travels and going around the world all the time, and a business that was kind of about throwing spaghetti at the wall, that it can happen. It's awesome.
It is awesome. It's been really beautiful to watch you and witness and support you in this past year. It's been such an honor, and you're doing such important work. So being able to support that has been just fantastic. I live for it. So thank you.
It's
what we're doing.
I mean, there aren't even words to say like how privileged I feel to be able to work with you and with our sister incubators.
I know. So incredible. Where can people find you and connect with your work and learn about your time and energy management system?
I think the best place for people to go to find me is inessencecoaching.com/timesuck, which is where,
And that'll be linked in the show notes as well.
Okay. That's where they'll be able to get a free opt-in that kind of outlines the approach that I'm offering. And it's a 3-minute practice with a download, so that it's sort of a do less way to get a quick win around how you can manage your energy and time as a busy, overwhelmed mama.
Amazing. Can you say that link one more time?
Sure. inessencecoaching.com/timesuck. So Inessence is INESSENCE.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alex. This has been so wonderful to get to talk with you. I've loved working with you. I'm so excited that we still have our retreat ahead of us. Thank you for everything. And if you're listening and you're inspired, go check out Alex's work for sure. And of course, come check us out with the incubator and the mastermind. Thank you, Alex.
Oh, thanks so much, Kate.
Bye.
Bye.
If you are looking to play a bigger game in 2020, if you have big dreams and visions for your business, but you don't want to burn out in the process of doing them, and you want to embrace the do less paradigm as you grow your revenue, as you grow your impact, as you grow your audience, as you grow your ability to make change and help people, then perhaps the Origin Incubator or the Origin Mastermind are for you. We're currently taking applications for these two high-level, high-touch programs with intimate, small groups. And we are taking applications on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you are ready to grow your business this year and you have a well-established business already and you want to take it to the next level with my support and the support of our team and the support of the other members of the programs, then head over to katenorthrup.com/mastermind. To put in your application.
Woohoo! You just finished an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel richer already? So listen, if you're ready for even more, I teach a free money workshop only 2 times a year, and it is coming up April 23rd, 24th, 25th. It is called Wide Receiver. And in the 3-day workshop, I am going to help you restore your relationship with money and claim the bounty that has your name on it. You can go over to katenorthrup.com/wide to get your free ticket. And I'll see you there.